Eh? I'll gas up the jet. You know, you just fly anywhere you want to go to. Just do anything. That's the dream, people. That's the ultimate dream. And if you are working hard for that kind of dream, I hope you have the ones who mean the most around you to share that dream. A lot of you spend time trying to impress people who do not matter, who have no say in your happiness. That I think was one of the biggest flaws in modern society. But anyway, welcome to the final conversation right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info's Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude Omamigbe, and we are going straight to the telephone lines this morning. Our conversation is all about these two ons, demolition and renovation. You probably have heard those words recently, huh? Well, we will be talking about strategies and by which you can either demolish or renovate a building, a structure. When should you use either? Can you even do both? Well, I don't know these things, but I do know one man who knows these things. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, get your pen and your paper. And if you're an aspiring artist but you suck at it, well, this man doesn't. He knows how to draw. He draws for a living. He is architect AB Bozimo. Mr. Bozimo, good morning to you and welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Jude, the most effervescent man on radio. How are you today?
Very well. Compliments of the season to you.
Same to you. We're all seeing how silent the night can be this Christmas.
Well, no matter how silent the night is, chickens will go down, boiler will be roasted, fish must be caught. We don't mind all those things. We will do what we can when we can.
Lolo must follow.
Yeah, yes, Lolo must go down too. Anyway, Mr. Bozimo, it's a pleasure to have you join us this morning. And I'm going to start straight up because I think we have a lot of ground to cover in the next 40 minutes. So let's start by having definitions. Oh, by the way, if you're just wondering, Architect Bozimo is a licensed and practicing architect here in Port Harcourt. He's also a social commentator and all around good guy. He used to be active in sports in his younger years, but you know, after some children and some school fees, he's not so active any longer, but he's still here, you know, joining us for conversation. So, Architect Bozimo, let's start with the first question. What is a demolition and what is a renovation? And as regarding architectural designs, when do you use either or both of them?
Okay. Now, certain structures are they often have a lifespan where you want to make sure that they are serviceable. After a certain time, depending on circumstances, you may have to make a choice whether you want to renovate them. That means you take a look at their physical structure, the services, the finishes, and the general context in which the building sits. And you can put a cost to say, look, the existing structure is in this state. You do a schedule of what they call a schedule of dilapidation, and you identify all that may be wrong with it. And if it is economically and physically viable to go ahead and just replace some of those components, like the air conditioning systems, the finishing, the tiles, the paint, and all that, doors, windows, you can go ahead and do a renovation or a refurbishment. However, there could be circumstances where, done that assessment, it's a very reasonable and scientific process. You measure stresses and the condition of the building physically, especially structural elements. And you find that if you wanted to refurbish or renovate it, it might be much more costly than maybe brand new work. And you might decide to demolish. Demolition is a controlled process. It must be done safely. And you can now clear the place where that former building was and put a new structure or structures. These are some of the ways you can, the decisions have to be made, but they are normally done in a very orderly and scientific manner using professionals. each of them an expert in their field.
Now, you talked about using professionals, each of them an expert in their field, in relation to demolition and renovation. Now, I'm very pleased that you were able to clear the express definition, you know, for renovation in particular. We do seem, and this is my observation, all right, correct me if I'm wrong, you are in the field, but it does seem, right, that a lot of people in this country, you know, as regarding maybe their vehicles, maybe their buildings, and we're talking about structures now, we're talking about physical structures now, but when it comes to physical structures, I've seen homes, I've seen structures, houses, you know, complex, and the landlords seemingly would prefer to renovate rather than demolish. Now, you just stated that sometimes you have to get the get a professional to assess, use scientific methods to determine what should be done. Is it possible, Mr. Bozimo, that someone could renovate a structure that could lead to even more harm?
You see, that is a very good question. And let me tell you, it is possible to renovate. One of the biggest dangers often associated with renovation is this. The moment you begin your renovation activity, sometimes an uncover dangerous conditions. For instance, some of the older buildings in many of our environments were built with asbestos. Now, asbestos is in the building may not be causing too much harm. But the moment you start trying to remove it, crack it, move it, you may be releasing elements of it into the atmosphere, which could be harmful for those who might be doing the renovation. And the number one concern of everyone inside and outside the construction industry is safety, health and safety. So you might think the renovation is something worth doing, but it is that process of assessing what materials exist in the building, what the process would need to be to renovate it, that may guide you towards the decision of whether or not to renovate and refurbish or to demolish and rebuild. So it is that process followed to a logical conclusion that can tell you what the next step should be. It's not as if you can't renovate, but at what cost? How useful would that renovation be? Sometimes could a brand new sheet of paper give you better results, more modernized results? These are some of the questions that are normally asked in that decision-making process.
Speaking of brand new and the decision-making process, give our listeners an estimate here. From the time the process is initiated, talking about the investigation, obviously to the conclusion where you either demolish or renovate, right? Is it the same in terms of cost as someone who wants to just start a brand new house? I'm curious, please.
You see, depending on the scope and size of the project, it can vary. If it's a single residence, for instance, 4 or 5 bedroom home, it might not take too long to do that assessment. And the assessment could include destructive and non-destructive testing of structural elements. Those now have to go to the lab to be assessed, and then the results come back and are put as part of an overall report, which will be presented to the owner, whoever that owner is, be an individual or a corporation or whatever. Now, if it's a larger structure and the circumstances are more complicated, then it takes anything from weeks to months to go through each of the structural elements carefully, each of the building systems carefully, assess them, do some comparative pricing. Because you see, that assessment is going to say, okay, the ACs here are bad. Now, what will it take to do new ACs? Are we going to use the same technology that was there before, or do we update it to the modern, more environmentally friendly systems? And now, are we going to now import those? So now look at all of those considerations and you can decide whether or not you want to repair. Sometimes, let me tell you what happens in buildings. You have an existing system, but it's now now no longer being produced. So you can't actually replace it like for like. You might not have to update it. When you look at the idea of updating all the systems, you might just say, hey, we may as well update the system and the surrounds. That could also give you a decision one way or another. So take this for a week to maybe a month and a half or something. That's very possible.
All right, so it's very possible from a few days to a month and a half for these decisions to be made. Now, I have friends, and I'm sure you also have friends who are geologists, and even real estate agencies, they sometimes use, you know, destructive or kinetic means, talking about either dynamite or some measure of explosives, right, to clear an area, all right? That's destroying maybe rocks, hard rocks, so that they can lay foundations and whatnot to start a process.
Correct.
You are in Nigeria, Mr. Bozumo, let's be honest. A lot of people are aware of the safety concerns when you are, in quotes, carrying out a demolition process.
I can assure you, on any project being done in Nigeria with a properly licensed professional, every single possible consideration will be taken. And let me tell you why. It's for a very simple reason. Risk management. As a professional, whether as an architect or my brothers in structural engineering discipline or any other discipline, we don't want ever to care that the job we're on caused not just a loss of life, but even the loss of a pinky on any of the workers. And so it is in our best self interest to ensure that every form of safety is involved. By isolating the space, you plan the work appropriately, use the right equipment and the right health and safety gear on the person. Every construction has risks, but you always do everything you can to minimize or almost eliminate those risks. So whether you're using dynamite, you're using machine, you're using manual demolition, take all the appropriate safety measures. That is what is expected inside Nigeria and anywhere else.
Okay, all right, so that's what is expected. We're going on a break in about 3 minutes. About 2 minutes. But before we do that, let me get to you. Now, we're going to get into a part of this conversation that I've been itching to get into. But first, could you please run through what exactly the difference is between a demolition, renovation, and when they can either be used or both in this on the same project?
Okay, demolition could be wholesale or partial. You can demolish a few elements of a project and then reconfigure it in a new function. So demolition is not always an entire structure. It could be portions of it. Renovation is more about touching up the finishes, maybe the... And also you can change spaces. You can push a hole through a wall, put a new door there, add a toilet here, put a new room there.
Okay.
All of them have to be done based on what is needed. And that will enter in the second part of the conversation, how to go about, you know, creating your brief, what is needed. But demolition is wholesale or partial. Renovation is often less involved, but could cost even more, depending on the existing state of the structure.
It could cost more.
Renovation is actually known to cost more than brand new work in many instances, because you have the lot you have to protect while you're doing the work, and that cost of protection is money, you see. So it's not in every case that renovation could be cheaper than demolition.
But
depends on the state of the structure.
Okay, now, before I go on the break, but you know, when you demolish, you still have to go and get new materials to start afresh. So the cost might still, you know, be comparable.
Comparable. doesn't mean the same. Comparable. And then there are also the intangibles. What might you get if you have a brand new clean sheet of paper? Are you able to do better design, more energy efficient design? Don't forget that the design is not just because of the structure. If properly designed, it would be saving energy in perpetuity, meaning the cost, total cost of use of this ability is cheaper in the long run.
All right, so all that thought, AB Buzz, will be back after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so bottom of the hour, 11:32 a.m. Let's get back to our conversation, the final one for this Thursday morning. Now, we have standing by architect AB Buzzimon. We're talking about demolition versus renovation. Now, we're getting to the second part of the conversation where we'll talk about the various steps and then we'll make a reference point. Indeed, we shall, we can, and we should. After all, it is Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude and you are most welcome to your conversation station.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello Port Harcourt, 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
All right, so standing by once again is architect AB Buzzimon. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning
to everyone listening.
Good morning, indeed. Thank you very much. Now, a few messages popped up during our break, and I am not surprised. I get to read one of them to you and indeed to the public very shortly. Now, before the break, you said, well, next conversation, we'll talk about the various steps. And then I would like to, as it were, take a stroll down the road, depending on what part of River State you are in, and we'll talk about the House of Assembly building. We're using that as a reference. We're not talking about what happened, whose fault it is. What? No, we're only looking at this from the architectural point of view, which is why I'm so pleased to have architect AB Buzzimon join me this morning. So, Mr. Buzzimon, let's get straight to it. What are the various steps that anybody would need or a group would need in the decision making between demolition and renovation?
Very simply, what is the state of its construction as it is? Is it serviceable or is there too much effort required to make it serviceable? It's as simple as that. And that assessment is best carried out by professionals, each in their area of specialization. You'll have architects, you'll have structural engineers, you have mechanical engineers, you have electrical engineers, and other professionals associated who will take a look at each of the building systems and come up with a comprehensive dilapidation schedule. And based on their assessment of what it would take from where they are to where it ought to be, they'll put a report and present it to the owner. The owner has the final decision to take as to whether they feel it is worth keeping and renovating or removing it by demolition and rebuilding. That's the decision. The consultants just tell you what your options are. You take the final decision.
Oh, but You know, just like in medicine, for example, you know, when a patient is presented before a team of surgeons or a team of medical experts over a particular ailment, and they say, look, we have these options before you. You can choose A, B, C, or D, but we would suggest that you do A. Sometimes you get to have patients who would say, you know what, doc, I heard you. Thank you for your advice, but I'd rather go with D. But the doctor says, hey, go with A. Person says, no, I want to go with D. In construction, and indeed in this field, when these type of scenarios, I like to assume that they do occur, how does the professional ghetto, as it were, keep his hands clean, absolving himself of any flaws or faults should any arise.
One of the most excellent elements of being a consultant is your record speaks for you. So it will be seen on paper in a report that you presented options A, B, and C. You told the merits and demerits of each of them, and the owner has the choice to pick any of them. You do know that as a patient, if the doctor says, I recommend we cut off your leg, you can say, I don't want my leg to be cut off. They will say, okay, that means that you might die in 6 days instead of 6 months. Fine. You take your choice. So the same thing exists in the construction industry. You present the option, the owner says which one they want ultimately, and it is your role to guide them through whichever one. As long as you presented all the options and their merit and demerit, the ultimate decision is with an owner, either an individual, a corporation, or a government, as the case may be.
Okay, now, Ebi Bosmo, let's get to more practical examples. Now, in this country, I think it was in Lagos last year, where there was a very fatal structural breakdown of a building, all right? And then a few people lost their lives. And then the contractors, or one of the consultants, went on record to say that they had advised against doing ABC. I'm sure you probably remember some of these stories from last year and 2 years ago, that they had advised against doing ABC, but the owners or the people who were involved in that particular job refused, which led to a loss of life, right? Now, in that scenario, people ask, why didn't he report to the appropriate authorities? Using the same example, would the doctors go and report to a judge and say, oh, I told this man that if he doesn't cut his leg, you know, if he doesn't protect his leg, for example, he's not going to survive. You know, how does that actually play out? We're talking about in real life scenarios.
That building collapsed on November 1st. I remember it very clearly. It was a building that ostensibly was supposed to be about 12, 15 stories, and had gotten up to 21 stories at the point it collapsed, including taking the life of the owner. We know that summary. Here's the thing. The full report has been released and some people have been held liable and all that. You will find that in that particular scenario, there were lots of what I consider contraventions. The owner was a developer, was a contractor, was everything. That should not have been the case. Mm. I'm not saying it cannot self-build, but there did not seem to be proper control. Let us get to the point. But in that particular case, certain identified flaws existed, and the risks ultimately cost life, including that of the owner. If he alone had died, I wouldn't be worried. The poor workers who were taken with him that saddened me. But here's the thing. There are records that show that the structural engineer said, the question is, did he submit it to the authorities? We haven't got that answer. Maybe that's still going to come out in another report. The professional thing to do is to write to the authorities and copy the owner so that you have done your professional due
diligence. Okay.
You have warned against that step. At the end of the day, the person feels, for economical reasons, he's willing to take the risk. You can show on record that you had a letter that showed received by the authorities. Then your professional duty has been done. The letter that the professional showed did not show us a receipt stamp. I should mention that too. I don't know the details of that case, but I'm speaking as a pure outsider about observation. So on the project title board, you could not identify like extra firm. You could see that the font and the color of the contractor were the same as the owner. Let's not go there. That was not a good example, but it cost lives. You are correct. Very, very regrettably.
All right, very regrettable. Now, let's come to, you know, the regular Joe type of scenario, you know, where, you know, I want to, you know, do something in my house. My building is old, or maybe I feel it's faulty. Let's take, for example, the River State House of Assembly building, for example. Let's use that. Now, if you could have the ear, right, of you know, the powers that be as regarding what had happened, the fire, you know, and then comments about its structural integrity in the past. So what suggestions would you proffer, you know, to, as it were, resolve that particular malaise?
Well, right now, we are dealing with a fait accompli. The building has been demolished. So that stage presumably had all the reports and the analysis, and that was what led to the demolition. Where I am concerned right now as an architect is what comes next. How do we replace that building? There are some options. One, do we simply try and rebuild exactly what was there? Do we take a look at the time that has been spent between when it was originally built and now? Take consideration of new technologies, new imperatives, new energy, you know, requirements. And then perhaps talk about a limited competition where we can end the best modern ideas within a limited budget and replace the building. My suggestion, if anybody was listening, was for the government to carry out a limited competition so that you can get great ideas. A proper competition handled by the Nigerian Institute of Architects would mean that each participant gets an honorarium. But the beauty of it is that at the end of the day, with a jury assessing the submissions, you could get something that is excellent, iconic, and properly expressive of the majesty of the Rivers State Government. It's new people's house.
No, it's interesting that you made mention of this approach, talking about an all-comers, because if my memory serves me correct, we've had governments all around the world use the same method. There's a proposal for maybe a new, you know, national theater or maybe a new government building, and then we have architects and designers who would, you know, present suggestions. And like you said, a jury, they'll probably take maybe 5 months, 6 months or whatever to look through the basic pros and cons of each design. Now, I did not know about the honorarium bit, but is this going to be the best way? Because it's like I want to build a house, Mr. Bozimo. I wouldn't come out on social media and say, oh, I want to build a house. Let me have the very best. Let me see your designs for bedroom bungalow or duplex or semi-detached, whatever it's called these days. Right? Forgive me. I'm not in the local parlance. But if I do that, would I be getting the very best as opposed to looking up maybe the yellow pages and whatnot and looking for reputable architects and asking them to give me a design?
So, Jude, that is why we're talking about the type and scope of project. Indeed, for your individual residence, a more useful way of procuring your design would be for you to contact an architect of your choice. You can approach the Nigerian Institute of Architects. You can be referred to by a friend. You could use an architect who impressed your brother. There are many ways to get that individual architect for an individual house. But for a project that has public significance, I would argue that the stakes are higher. And that is when it might be more justified to use something like a design competition. The reason why an honorarium is involved is that the design is intellectual input and property. So whether the person's design is ultimately sought, it takes effort to put the best foot forward. And that is why an honorarium, I'm not saying a fee, an honorarium is normally given to cover the cost of preparing that competition. Very often the competition is in stages. The first stage is what they call the schematic design. So you have a sense of the future structure. It's not fully detailed. That is normally covered by the honorarium. Then the selected design is now commissioned, and that architectural organization and the team go further and do all of the construction documents. That is when the fee is now due. So that honorarium is a relative. Once again, we talked about risk. It is a very cheap, relatively cheap way of ensuring you get one of the best ideas available at any given time. can have a limited competition. It doesn't have to be every architect in the whole world, but you can say, okay, architects who have paid their taxes into the reverted government are entitled to join. You can create your context and limit those who are entitled to join. And at the end of the day, you can get some of the very best designs. My recommendation, you said it as a suggestion, if I have it here, I would suggest a limited competition to get the best thing to replace it. That's my suggestion.
Okay, all right. We'll have a limited competition to get the best hands to, you know, battle it out, bring their drawings, bring their designs, their schematics and whatnot. Now, let's get to engage with you. Those of you who have joined us, some of you are on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. You already have comments, and I'm not surprised a lot of people are leaning, and Mr. Bozum, I'm sure you understand, a lot of people are leaning towards the State Assembly Complex, all right? So we'll get to read those comments very shortly. And also on WhatsApp, the WhatsApp number is 08090306416 08090306416. All right, please don't call that WhatsApp number. It is strictly for the reception of messages. We have just about 6 minutes before we say our goodbyes to Architect AB Bozuma. We've been talking about demolition and renovation. Do you know the differences? Do you know when to use either of these methods in, as it were, bringing about the design preference that you have? Can you mix them? Well, he's been telling us a lot about how that works. So, numbers to call: 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. Please turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Please do not make inciting statements.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
All right, on Facebook, George Owavienike says, a step in the right direction, says he's thanking the governor for the renovation. We know that the assembly complex, it's not the complex I'm thinking about, the building, right, the hall has been brought down. I know the other structures are still, you know, intact in that area. So, maybe... do you think, you know, bringing it down was the best option? Well, at least from what the government is saying.
As I said, I am guided by a document released by the Minister of Communication and Information that stated structurally there were challenges to that building. Don't forget, risk management is paramount. Not a single one of us would want to hear that anybody in the house was harmed if or when the building collapsed. I think it's a moot conversation now to see whether or not that should have happened, because it has already happened.
Yes.
My focus is what can come next and how that can be achieved.
Okay. Joseph is speaking to us from Yenagoa. Joseph? Hello, Joseph, you put us on hold. Joseph. Okay, all right, Joseph, you have to call us back. Joseph put us on hold. That was very odd. All right, this one says, in my opinion, this is on Facebook, in my opinion, the House of Assembly Complex was long overdue for renovation, and the governor is taking the right step in the right direction. All right, Golden. Okay, all right. D.B. Williams says, of course, the assembly complex was outdated, so it's due for renovation. And not just that, they should relocate it somewhere else in River State. Now, talking about renovation, A.B., there are some iconic structures the world over that have stood for hundreds of years. At some point in time, maybe they even got renovated, but they look about the same. Some would even say, maybe they probably brought it down, but it was, you know, brought up in the same style as it was. I'm going to mention a few, but before that, let's hear from Joseph in Yenagoa. Joseph, good morning to you, please.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, very well. We have AB Bozimo on the line as well.
Okay, this I'm calling from Bayelsa. Very interesting times in your state there, River State.
Welcome, Joseph.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm talking about the demolition. You see, these are really desperate times for your state there, River State. And going by what the commissioner said, there was an explosion there in that building. And once you know this, once an explosion takes place, definitely it affects the entire integrity of the building. So based on that, I think on one part, the governor was right to have demolished it to save lives of people. And two, look at it from this angle too. You see, the bringing down of that building is the kind of a fight, the survival, to reclaim the lives of the people of River State.
All right, Joseph, thank you very much. We just want to keep it on the structural benefits. Onyema is in Eneka. Onyema, good morning to you. We have a minute for you, please.
Hello, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Onyema. Go on, please.
Okay. Even though you said that they carried out the structural integrity, we're not sure about that. We know all the politics that they're playing, but why not deconstruct the building? Why not save the major elements instead of bringing it? And I'm not sure they observe the safety protocol in bringing down the building. There are some safety protocols. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. There are some safety protocols you observe before you bring down the building. I'm not sure those are observed.
All right, so Ebi, Yema says he doubts that those safety protocols were done. Well, we cannot say we were not there, but it does look for more. From all indication. But once again, for the clarity, it's just the assembly building. I think a lot of people have been getting the information that it's the entire complex that has been brought down. No, it's just the assembly building that was brought down, where they sit and have meetings. For now, that's what we know, all right? That's what it was brought down. Muriel is in Okrika. Muriel, very quickly, 40 seconds, so we can say goodbye to AB Bozimo. Go on, please.
Thank you, Jude. I'm a good most bad architect in the building there. Look, Jude, is it possible that I didn't listen to all the conversations, but I just got one or two points. He said that it's easier to build a new structure than to repair. So is it possible that during the fire incident, that maybe it affected some of the parts of the building, that maybe some of them are some part of it, just collapsed, and there are some issues that maybe the government with due consultation just thought that, okay, maybe instead of just trying to do patchwork, let's just bring it down and then build up and erect a new structure.
But that's exactly what AB Bozimo said, if I'm not mistaken, that sometimes, the cost, particularly when it comes to security and the contemporaneous of the technology available would determine that. But anyway, AB Bozimo, thank you very much. I've got to learn a new thing today. Every day is a new day to learn. Thank you for sharing your insights.
Thank you, Jude. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
To bright things in the city.
Yes, we do. All right, we end here today. Have yourself a wonderful day.